Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. I have with me on the line today Brad Caudill, who is with Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes. And Brad, good to have you with us on the program today, sir.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Brad, I always like to start with a reminder for folks that may have forgotten, or maybe someone's new to the area and they do not know about Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes. Talk to us about what you do there, the ministry that you have, the services that you provide to the community.
Okay. Well, Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes, we are a nonprofit organization that provides food to folks who may be food insecure in the county. We also provide a backpack program, which the kids can enroll in through their school, and each weekend we send home 6 meals and a couple of snacks for the children, you know, who may not have access to food over the weekend. So we have a food pantry. We're open on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 until 12:45. And folks can come by once a month and pick up food. And we have some other items that are available also.
Now, the food pantry, as you said, that's open 3 days a week, and families are able to come by once a month and get food from you. Do they meet with you and you define what the need is for the family?
Well, they actually, they just come and they bring a piece of ID, like a license or some type of photo ID that has their address on it. And basically, there's a couple of little forms that they fill out, a TFAP form, which is a federal form, and then another form that comes to us. We just take care of how many they have in the family based off of, you know, how many folks are in the family. You know, if it's one, they get an amount. If it's five, if it's 12, we've seen as many as 13 in a family.
Wow. And then the backpack ministry, this is something that you do every Friday for the students in Wilkes County. Is that correct?
Yes. It goes home. The school system, they have designated folks at each school that come by on Thursday, picks up the backpacks and brings them back to school. And then they distribute them out to the children over the weekend. And so they have food that they can take home with them. And there's a backpack that they receive at the start of the school year, and then they just bring it back and forth to the school.
So this is something that you'll be starting back in a couple of weeks when school gets started back?
Yes.
Now, when you have a lot of folks who donate to this organization, I know a lot of individuals as well as churches and different groups donate. Can they earmark how they would like the donations to go if they're giving financially, that they'd like for it to go to the food pantry to help with families, or they'd like to, for it to go to the backpack program?
They absolutely can. All they need to do is just designate either on the check or in a letter who they would like it to, what program they want it to go to. A lot of folks send it in and they say, you know, use it for the best needs. And then we have some that designate specifically for the backpack program, some for the client choice pantry.
Now, for those who donate, is it better to give financially, to give money, or is it better to, when they're shopping and doing their grocery shopping, they just pick up extra?
Well, we can actually purchase food at a discounted price through Second Harvest Food Bank. So if someone gives $5, the $5 that we could use to purchase food would go much further than them purchasing $5 worth of food at a grocery store. We can get it for 17 cents a pound through Second Harvest Food Bank. But in anything, it's however they choose to do that. You know, we have folks that bring by food, that bring by produce during the summertime, you know, when their gardens come in. We have a tremendous amount of folks in our community who really care about people, that do an outstanding job. I mean, they bring produce by, they come by and they donate their time to volunteers. We just have a really incredible community.
So the Wilkes County community, Brad, really helps out a lot when it comes to stocking the shelves and doing what's needed to be done at Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes?
Oh, absolutely. They are a fantastic group of folks. We have many, many volunteers that come by and give of their time and talents and just eager to serve and to help others. You know, we believe that there at Samaritan's Kitchen, we believe that we're on a mission from God. You know, it's a ministry first and foremost, you know, that to help feed folks and help provide food. And, you know, if you can provide the basics that someone needs, then that gives you an opening, you know, to share more. It's a tremendous responsibility, and it's an even greater blessing to be able to serve and to help folks in need.
Well, you know, Brad, actually, this is what Jesus did. Not only did he supply through their spiritual needs, but he also took care of their physical needs in many circumstances, feeding them and providing them with just the basics that they needed to get through the day.
Absolutely.
And so what you guys do actually is a ministry, and folks can get involved with this.
And, you know, there's so many churches and individuals, businesses, either small business or large corporations, you know, they really pitch in and assist and help, give them their time, their talents, their products. You know, it's amazing, you know, to see, and to see the compassion. And a lot of folks that come and volunteer, they get so much joy out of being able to help others. It's a wonderful thing to watch, to be honest with you, because they're just some fantastic folks.
Now, Brad, when you guys are doing the backpacks for the students, when school starts back, this is something you've been doing for several years now for Wilkes County students and providing the backpacks for the weekends for those that are in need. When you do that, do you have a record of how many students that you serve approximately every week through the backpack program here in Wilkes?
Yes, it's approximately 700 children every week.
Wow. And as far as you know, is that everyone that needs it, or do you have some folks on a waiting list who could also take advantage of this program?
No, that's. I mean, of course, there's others that have not signed up for it, but if they do, we're more than happy and willing and able to provide for them. Oh. We just have to know who they are and how to get to them. Our goal is that no child goes hungry.
And again, you work with the school staff, with the counselors at the schools to determine who's in need and how to get the food to these children, right?
Yes. Each year when they have paperwork that they send home with the children, there's a form included in that if they want to be part of the backpack program, all the parents have to do is fill this form out and return it to the schools, and then the schools will get it to us. But now also at times, some of the school counselors, they will recommend children, and they will, you know, speak with the families and get them involved or, you know, get their consent for us to do that. And, you know, we're happy to get them food to get those bags put together for them.
Now, Brad, if someone is listening and they would like to be a part of this, they would like to help in some way, what is the best way to go about doing that? Maybe do you guys sometimes come out and speak to church groups, to Sunday school classes, to ladies' circle groups and men's groups, that sort of thing, to talk to them about the ministry that you have and how they can get involved? Is it best for them to call you to come by? What is the best way for folks to find out what you need and how to get involved?
They can call. We can come. You know, they just need to set up a time with us. We're more than happy. We go out and we speak to civic organizations, to churches, all types of things. Or they could just call, and we'd be happy to tell them about what we do and how they could get involved, what they need to do to participate. We have church groups that come in and help. We have teams on Mondays and Tuesdays that come in, and they'll put together one day they'll put together half the backpacks, and then the second team comes in the next day, and they do the rest. They finish it up, and then we get them to the schools when they come by on Thursdays to pick it up.
So what is the number they need to call?
They can call 336-838-5331. And my name is Brad, and Roy Girard, he is our volunteer coordinator, and he kind of oversees the backpack program as far as, you know, making sure that we have help there and having things set up and ready. Does a really good job with that. And then Dick Johnston is the director of Samaritan Kitchen.
Brad, do you have certain needs at this time? Are there particular needs, vacancies on the shelves, or just certain needs there at Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes at this time that folks could help with?
Yeah, there's always need there. Canned vegetables, like Chef Boyardee type things, you know, small meals like that can be prepared. Just really anything, peanut butter, jelly, anything that people can give that, you know, that can possibly help someone else. You know, we try to make sure that we've got enough to do everything that we can. But, you know, without donations and without folks really pitching in and helping, it's really difficult sometimes.
Now, where are you physically located, Brad? Where is the location for Samaritan's Kitchen?
We are located on Highway 421. The address is actually 4187 West U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. It's in the old Wilkes Telephone Building.
All right, so folks can stop there then and drop off donations, whether financial donations or food donations. And again, you're open when? When can folks stop by?
Well, they can stop by Monday through Friday from 8 to about 4:30. And then, because we see clients on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but we're there through the week from 8 until 4:30 or 5.
All right, and let me go with this one. If someone is in need of these services, if they've had, for whatever reason, they just cannot make ends meet and are unable to buy the food that they need for their family, again, you see clients on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Do they need to call and make an appointment, or can they stop by on one of those 3 days?
They can stop by one of those 3 days. And if it's an emergency situation, they can come any day. You know, because we don't want anybody to be hungry. But if it's an emergency, you know, if they're totally out of food and they don't know what they're going to do, they can come to us, and we'll never turn somebody away.
Oh.
But if they're, you know, if they come on a regular basis, we prefer that they come on the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, because that's when we have the folks there to help. And because we spend Tuesdays, Thursdays stocking up and preparing for the next day, so we can have everything going.
Right. All right, so located there on Highway 421, it's Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes, feeding the hungry here in Wilkes County. Families, as also students, when schools start back with the backpack program, and they have the client choice pantry there that they serve clients on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you want to donate food, you can do that, or donate financially, you can do that any day of the week. And again, Brad, if they want to call and talk to you about donations or about becoming a volunteer, what is the number?
It's area code 336-838. 5331.
All right, Brad Caudill with the Samaritan Kitchen of Wilkes, a ministry that's been around for many years, Brad, and you're continuing to do a great work. Thank you so much for what you do for ministering to the county. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I sure appreciate you getting this out there.